Abdullah radiallahu anhu bin Salam admonishes the rebels. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu bin Salam arrived when the rebels were plotting to assassinate Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu bin Salam was greatly revered within his tribe, even when he was a disbeliever, and the Jews believed him to be their chief and a peerless scholar. He stood at the door and began to admonish the rebels, and he forbade them from killing Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, saying, O people, do not draw the sword of God upon your heads. By God, if you draw the sword, you will never find an opportunity to put it back into its sheath. Conflict and discord among the Muslims shall never end. Pay heed. Today the government punishes criminals by the whip. Generally, lashing is the penalty for a criminal offense in the Islamic Penal Code. But if you kill this man, then the state will not be able to maintain order without the sword, meaning people will be killed for petty crimes. Keep in mind that the angels are the guardians of Medina at this time. If you kill him, the angels will desert Medina. Footnote. In other words, rebels such as these will create such havoc and terror in the state that it will be impossible for the government to maintain order and protect the innocent unless harsher punishments are meted out to such criminals. End footnote. The benefit that the rebels derived from this admonition was that they drove off Abdullah radiallahu anhu bin Salam, the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In addition, they taunted him with reference to his previous faith, saying, O son of a Jewess, what have you to do with these matters? It is a shame that the rebels remembered that Abdullah radiallahu anhu bin Salam was the son of a Jewish lady, but forgot that he had accepted Islam at the hand of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was immensely pleased when he converted, and he too stood by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every hour of difficulty and suffering. Moreover, the rebels also forgot that Abdullah bin Sabah, their leader and instigator, the person who declared Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to be the wasi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and presented him in opposition to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, was also the son of a Jewess. In fact, he was a Jew himself, and was only outwardly expressing Islam.